one of the unique gifts of the Spirit is the word of wisdom.
You're welcome to my Secret Place devotion with Oyeks Alfred. The Word of God is equipped to change your life. For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyeks Alfred.
Good morning. Father, we honor you and thank you so much for today. I bless you because it is only from you that divine and genuine help comes from. I pray for your people that you stretch forth your hand of divine help over every endeavor your people will engage in today and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, one of the unique gifts of the Spirit is the word of wisdom. And if you follow that devotional this week, you know we've been looking at spiritual gifts and we'll pay particular attention to the word of wisdom. And today we're still going to take a look at that gift called the word of wisdom. Let's see how it played out in the life of Apostle Paul. The Bible tells us, in the book of Acts chapter 9, he was on his way to Damascus to go and kill Christians and put them in jail. And he had an encounter with the Lord. Light shone on his eyes. He was blind for a bit. And God asked Ananias, who was a disciple in the same city, to go and pray for Apostle Paul and that his eyes will open. Because of how terrible Apostle Paul's life was before, the disciple called Ananias, argued a little bit with the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, this man is a terrible person. He's been killing Christians and all that." But let's see what God replied him in Acts chapter 9, verse 15 to 16. It says, "But the Lord said unto him," he is referring to Ananias, "but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me." He's talking about Paul. He said, "He's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." So in this verse of scripture, God was showing Ananias what will happen in the future concerning the ministry of Apostle Paul and all the things that will happen in the life of Apostle Paul. Here, God was demonstrating the word of wisdom was what Ananias was receiving. How do I know it's the word of wisdom? Because in this verse of scripture, God was talking to him about the assignment or the plan and purpose of God concerning Paul, his assignment in this life. He said, "This man is going to bear my name before three groups of people." He said, "Before the Gentiles, before the kings, and before the children of Israel." So his assignment is to three groups of people, as recorded in this verse of scripture. Now he now says in verse 16, "I will show him how many great things he was going to suffer for me." In other words, in the life of Apostle Paul, he's going to go through a lot of suffering, a lot of persecution. All these things that God was talking to Ananias about is a word of wisdom concerning the life and the destiny and the ministry of Apostle Paul. So you see that in operation in the life of this random disciple. He wasn't a pastor, he wasn't a minister, but he actually operated, if you read his whole story from Acts chapter 9, verse 12 to 16, he operated three gifts of the Spirit, and one of them here is a word of the wisdom talking about the life and ministry of Apostle Paul. He gave him clear directions for Apostle Paul. Let's take a look at an example of the word of wisdom in the Old Testament. If you read your Bible in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, you see it here. Let's read about it. It says, "About that time, Hezekiah became deadly ill, and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to visit him. He gave the king this message. This is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness." So through prophet Isaiah, God was showing forth the gift of word of wisdom, talking to King Hezekiah about what is to come. That this sickness, no matter what the doctor tells you, you're not going to recover from this sickness. You are going to die. So because you are my child, God was telling him, put your house in order, write your will, give out your money, do all the things you need to do because you are going to die. Now, if you had listened to my devotional yesterday, I did say that when God gives you a word of wisdom, there are some you can pray about. There are others you cannot pray about. If you read the one concerning the life and ministry of Apostle Paul, no prayer would have prayed prayed away the persecution he will suffer. He must suffer those things. No matter how much he prays, he must go through those persecution. Because you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, when Paul went to try to pray against the thorn of flesh, God told him, no, the thorn of flesh should not be released. The only thing I'm going to do for you is that my grace will be sufficient. You're going to go through all sorts of stress, but the only thing is that the grace of God will be available to you to help you to go through it. But if you read the story we just read about Hezekiah, if you notice, when Isaiah had released the word of wisdom to Hezekiah, telling him that you're going to die, the Bible says Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he began to pray. And that death sentence over his life was reversed through prayer. So you see, that's what I was talking about. The word of wisdom, some things that God shows you, you're meant to just put your house in order. You can't pray them away. Example, the rapture. There's nothing you can do about it. It's going to come one day. The different events that happen during the end time, the rise of the Antichrist, you can't bind the Antichrist from showing up. He will show up. He's going to do all those things. There'll be tribulation. You can't pray it away. But for this particular case of sickness, what happened was the man knew he was going to die. And through prayer, he reversed that information that came for him. So let's take a look at what the word of wisdom can do for you. In fact, six things the word of wisdom can do for a person. Number one is that it will help you to pray correctly. If the word of wisdom is activated in your life and God shows you what's going to happen tomorrow, that already tells you what to pray about. Already positions you to pray aright. So if you see what Hezekiah did, when he got the information that this sickness will not help you, his prayer point wasn't about, oh, let's know how to battle against Malachites. Oh God, help me to win the battle against the Philistines. No, he knew the most important prayer is to pray for my recovery. Because until I recover, how will I battle the Philistines? So many people are praying wrongly because the word of wisdom is lacking in their lives. Okay, so number two, it helps in decision making. If God gives you insight into what's going to happen tomorrow, it will help you to make a decision. Well, for instance, if he tells you this particular raw material will be banned in your country in the next 2 years, you're definitely not going to get involved in that industry, or you at least know what to do. Or this particular piece of property you have bought, something is going to happen to that piece of property. It will help you in decision making. If you know the plan of God concerning the next president of your nation, it will help you in casting your vote. It will help you in positioning yourself aright. That's what it will also do for you. Number three is that it will help in the demonstration of the power of God. I studied in awe at the life of Moses, Daniel, Joseph, these men. One of the things I found out about them is that they brought the hidden kings to their knees. Moses brought Pharaoh to his knees to bow down and say, Moses, please pray for me. A whole Pharaoh who was the king over the reigning civilization at that time, that is Pharaoh over Egypt, he fell at his knees before Moses and asked Moses to pray for him. The same thing to happen in the life of Joseph. The king, Pharaoh, recognized that this Joseph, there's something on his life. Concerning Daniel, he brought different kings to their knees, from Nebuchadnezzar to Belshazzar. How did these men get these kings, hidden kings, to fall on their face? It's through the demonstration of the power of God. Now, quickly run through the remaining three things word of wisdom will do for you. Remember, I've already said it helps you to pray correctly, it helps in decision making, and it also helps in demonstrating the power of God to hidden people. Number four, it helps in protection. If you're able to know where the loopholes are, what the danger areas are, it will help in protection. Number five, it brings the reality of God even to you. When God tells you something's going to happen tomorrow and it happens, you know without a doubt there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. Number six, it helps in understanding God's purpose for your life and destiny. You see the Apostle Paul, if you tell him to go and preach the gospel to any other person apart from these three, he will refuse. Why? Because through the word of wisdom, he already knows, I am sent to bring the gospel to the Gentiles, to kings, and to the children of Israel. He understood his assignment through the word of wisdom given through Ananias, the disciple. So it helps you in organizing your life and destiny in line with the purpose and plan of God for your life. I hope you have learned something and learned a lot about the word of wisdom. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you.
Take the stage, Lord.
For more messages like this, you can follow on YouTube, Instagram, and Telegram, all on the handle Oyeks Alfred.
And nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory.